I can't remember if I've mentioned it here because I've certainly played it on the show a lot, but let's join online hands or vocal hands now and rejoice because it looks like that Frankie Valli record is actually going to chart and everything. This Parisian dude, DJ Polosky, or should it be Polosky? That sounds more Russian than French, doesn't it? No doubt somehow related to Daft Punk, as anyone in Paris who's even touched a house record seems to be, has done a re-edit, and the result is the perfect summer track, if only we had the sun. Begging could be a tune you'd never forget, as it is a guaranteed stimulus of euphoric and erotic feeling. If you need a tune to help you seal a deal, this is the one, my friend. Been hearing and feeling quite a lot of soulful stuff recently. A couple of record company plugger peeps have picked up on my love of the electrons and sent me some good stuff, although it was the one extra legend that is DJ Fitz that made me aware of Kurt Franklin's cover of September. Loving that. The new Jasper Street Company track Joy is another reason to tune in at least to the last half hour of Fitz's Sunday show, a top example of Gospel House. The lyrics can make me feel a little uneasy sometimes. Maybe that's my Irish Catholic upbringing coming in there. But I just love the happy vibes. From soulful sounds to indie pop, I like this new Milburn track. The South Yorkshire links don't just mean they're probably rather west at the moment, but also they no doubt have Arctic Monkey links, just like every Parisian has those Daft Punk links. Imaginary nepotism to one side. What will you do? I really like it. And and I expect to hear quite a bit of it over the summer. Rain or sunshine. As we will, the Axwell track, like Frankie Valli, played on the show ages ago, but not sure if I've mentioned it in text. I think the house debate for the summer is which will chart higher, Axwell's I Found You or Armin van Helden's I Want Your Soul. Place your bets, please. Friday the 13th of July, 2007, still. By the way, you need to get onto BBC's Listen Again and check out this week's Giles Peterson show. It is an absolute stunner. There are a few shows as eclectic as Giles, but he always manages to keep the soul whilst going all over the place from hip-hop to techno, as he says, joining the dots. This week he excels himself. You've got to check it out. Keep your ears peeled for the Joy, is it Denalaney collaboration with Lupe Fiasco, the absolutely crazy German Umpa-band-esque Dejan Spalavolo. Having a great day of pronunciations here. I knew there was a reason I was writing a blog. And some good old rock and roll from C6 Steve. Nice name, bro. And Dan Sartain. I'm just crossing my fingers this is all new because Giles does have a habit of digging out stuff I've never heard before. And I tell my mate about this great new track I heard. And he looks at me like a true plum explaining he's 20 years old. Nothing but brand new music on this blog, remember. Unless I get it wrong. A little bit later on Friday the 13th. Or was it earlier? Not sure. I think I'm going to post my favourite three new tracks of the week every Friday. Let me know yours all by all means, especially if they're different to mine. I can tell you how wrong you are. Number one this week, Frankie Valli, Begging. Number two, Chrome Hoof Tonight. And number three, Lovers in Sindon, Organ Grinder. It's the weekend, so let's talk dance. Already mentioned Axwell and Armin van Helden as possibilities to toxify the pop purity of the charts this summer. And I think, said as if this is some sort of stunning insight or something, that Mr. Legrand is going to be sticking his oar in. So far, Freddie has, in my mind, successfully negotiated what I call the Armin Sinclair tightrope. Van Helden has stayed credible and true whilst making the odd hit. Bob has basically set up a cheese factory. Fetty is so far doing the former. His new track, Let Me Think About It, is another cracker that will be played by Tong as much as Pierce, at least until it charts, when Mr. Roland the Fat One will probably be on his own. Quite similar to Fetty, and is it Freddie or Fetty? I'm not really sure. And no doubt inspired by the thought of raising one's hands up for Detroit is this Freaks track. The Creeps have had that compulsory vocal added to ensure chart success. It'll work, but in true old man style, I must protest, it was much better before. On the more credible vibes, I find myself sharing a feeling with you I never thought I'd be sharing, which is I like a Block Party record. It is admittedly the totally transformed Fury 666 remix of Hunting for Witches. Great bass on it. Enjoying the new material so far coming from Rosa Murthy. She was a singer in Moloko, and this is clearly a new album on the way. Things are leaking out slowly, so she's playing hard to get. Probably lining stuff up for Ibiza. Maybe the radio one weekend. Tunes heard on the radio last night that got my feet tapping include yet another Sindon track. Heard this on Zaylo, but actually he has his own show on Kiss, which is definitely worth checking out. This guy is almost single-handedly building his own new genre of house. It's funky, it's dirty, it's grimy, but what can we call it? Toxic house, anybody? This particular track is a collaboration with Trevor Lovis called Organ Grinder. Liked the new Tokyo Police Club record that Zane also played, Call Your English. Got to big up their record label, Memphis Industries, at this point. Home to TBC. The lovely Pipettes as well. I think the Rapture is it as well. And definitely also the Go Team. Not a bad little roster they got going there. But John Kennedy, I bow down to the most exciting new track I heard last night on your legendary exposure show on XFM, an oasis of new music on the increasingly commercial X. Check out a band called Chrome Hoof and their latest single Tonight. It's awesome. Oh, and the new South Central track tonight is pretty hot too.